Say it three times. My destiny is not for sale. Therefore, my situation must change. My destiny is not for sale. Therefore, my situation must change. Lastly, my destiny is not for sale. It takes. Yes. Brethren, there is power in your mouth. You have to speak out your miracle. You have miracles in your mouth. Secondly, before we pray, I want you to know that the wind of life that is blowing cannot steal your joy. Unless you decide to be cast down in the spirit. Remember that Jesus calmed the sea and he has made you to be a lighthouse. Lighthouse is the anchor inside the ocean that all these ship, big ship, they hang anchor on. Storm will blow in the front, back, sideways, and as many as are genuinely born again, certified Holy Ghost filled, they are lighthouse. So no wind blow should be able to take your joy. Every story we have brought here tonight, may it turn to joy. Amen. Because we have come to declare his glory. He says, I made them for my glory. And what God has made, because he has made you for his glory, he has made me for his glory, the devil has no portion in your destiny. So I declare you will reach your destiny. In the name of Jesus, you will reach your destination. In the name of Jesus, you will reach your goal in life. With this conference, every root that's not planted by God is rooted out in the name of Jesus. God is telling me, oh, Sherry Paramarakara Merikeke. Instead, I should tell somebody here, in this weekend of this conference of declaring my glory, is turning your pains to gains. Whatever pains you have been passing through since all these years is turning it to gains and praises. And you will declare his glory of testimonies and praises in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter how long you have been in it, there is always a day. Because the Bible says in Isaiah 10 verse 27, in a day like this, the body will be removed from the shoulder. And by the anointing, the yokes will be destroyed. Every yoke and body you have brought to this conference, by the power of the anointing in the house, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Glory be to God. Thank God there are many powerful men in the house, powerful men of God. And when I counted them, there were 7 men. Without me, oh, hallelujah. When I look at my right hand and I saw them 7, and our pastors at the back and court there, I said, these people are blessed. Tell yourself I'm blessed. 7 means perfection. I know by the time the enemy come in here and see all these suit men that seated, he will go back. Because the first thing he will see is the pink lady of the of the choir. Hallelujah. And your beautiful faces. So you are in for something. Say I'm in for something. Your efforts have not yielded your expectation, I know. Someone is here. Your desires have not been met. More attempts, more failure. The more you hope, the more hopeless you become. It seems your door will be shut. And you are walking like an elephant, eating like an ant. You are living in poverty in a blessed land. And it is known that it is an error when a king or a queen is walking barefooted on the road. I decree that every error in the name of Jesus that has followed you to this conference because of the Most High God, who is not interested in you to live a sorrowful life or fulfilled life, whatever the label of error, whatever the garment of errors that the enemy has put upon you and is making you not to be fulfilled, where you ought to have been in the past 5 years, you have never even smelled it because of this conference. In the name of Jesus, as God told Joshua, the priest, in Zechariah chapter 3, he looked at Joshua He said, what have I seen on Joshua? A filthy garment. He said, remove the filthy garment away from him. And behold, give him a new garment. Tonight, all your filthy garments were brought to this conference. Amen. By the power of the Most High, in the name of Jesus and the power of resurrection of Jesus, your filthy garments are removed in the name of Jesus. Receive a new garment. In the name of Jesus. Receive a new garment. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive a new garment. By the power of resurrection. Receive a new garment. By the power of the stripes of Jesus. Receive a new garment. By the power of the blood. Receive a new garment. By the power of the word of God. Receive a new garment. By the Holy Ghost fire. Receive a new garment. By the power of the cross of Calvary. Be cleansed. Be cleansed. Be cleansed. Be cleansed. Be cleansed. Cross to your destiny. In the name of Jesus. The Lord asked me to tell somebody, is giving you a new name. You are a king. Only the best we do. From this end forth. The Lord says I should tell you, if you don't know who you are, as our pastor has said it too, you are a king. I'm a queen. Only the best we do. In the name of Jesus. From this moment, only the best we do for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your doors that are closed. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. I'm the one that closes. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. That nobody can close. I'm the one that closes that nobody can open. And in Isaiah 22 verse 22. The Lord says I've given you the key of David on your shoulder. To open and no one shall close. And to close no one shall open. Stretch forth your hands this evening by the grace of God. The Lord says, all the doors that have been closed, receive your key. Receive your key to open. Receive the key to open. Receive the key to open. The heaven is here. Receive the key to open. You cease to be locked again. There cease to be locked again. Because there is transformation in here. There is revelation in here. There is a new position in here. There is a new name for you in here. There is a mark of glory for you today. In the name of Jesus. You have to disbelieve your unbelief and doubt your doubt. Tell yourself, today is my day. It's been long. Oh, the Lord asked me to test somebody. That thing you have been passing through, the Lord says, for the solution, it won't be long. For your testimonies, it won't be long. Oh, the Lord asked me to test somebody here. Hang on there. I'm just hearing, hang on there. Hang on there. Don't compromise it. Hang on there. I don't know what he's asking you to hang on there for. But you know. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Please be seated. I'm teaching on to the glory of the Lord by His grace. Possess, maintain, and declare the glory of the Lord. Possess, maintain, and declare the glory of the Lord. Brethren, God still visits the dunghills. How many of you believe it? God still visits the dunghills. You may be in the valley today, but the valley is not meant for the children of God. It's only the mountaintop. So you are lifted. I will preach prophetically so that everything will go on together. No longer from this day shall you remain in the valley of life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You come out of the valley to the mountain top. Tell somebody, I can't be hidden.
I can't be hidden.
I can't be hidden. I can't be hidden. And that is why today, everywhere you have been rejected by the grace of God, you will be going to be recognized in the name of Jesus. Everywhere that you have been condemned by the grace of God because of the anointing in the house, the Lord recommends you to higher glory in the name of Jesus. Every provocation you have brought here today in the name of Jesus, God turns it to promotion for you in Jesus' name. Whatever your disappointment in any area, whether disappointment at job, in marriage, in business, in work, God says today, I should tell you, is his appointment and is to open a greater door for you. And that door is going to be opened in this conference in the name of Jesus Christ. God still visits the donkey. Open with me to 1 Samuel chapter 2, 6 to 9. 1 Samuel chapter 2, I'm reading 6 to 9. Hallelujah. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Which means, in any negative part of it that you are here today, the positive there is yours. Amen. You know where you are. Maybe you are dead in the spirit. You are dead in prayer life, as we have been told. Your fasting life, in your altar life, you are dead financially. You are dead whatever financial meltdown that is going about, which is not meant for children of God unless you believe it. Because I know our budget is in heaven. Our budget is from the heavenlies. God has said, I will provide your needs according to your body, which is in glory, we provide. It's only our want. Our want will not be his want. But if it is need, surely it will never fail. And when it is time to provide for your want, we do. The Lord make it poor and make it rich. He bring it low and lift it up. He raised up the poor out of the dust. That is your portion. And lifted up the beggar from the dung hill. He still visits the dung hill. The dung hill is the problem you are passing through. To set them among princes. That is promotion for somebody here. Amen. That is why your objection will turn to acceptance. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And to make them inherit the throne of glory. Everything we are saying, before you can declare the glory of the Lord, you must inherit the throne of glory, which has already given to us through Jesus Christ. But most of us don't possess it. We don't even know it's our portion. For the pillars of the heart are the Lord's, and he has set the word upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. That is, the only enemy we have, that's the devil. The Lord has already silenced him. It's only most of us don't know it. Over you. It's because most of us are still nursing our problems like a baby. So the devil is capitalizing upon it, and he has moved from your sitting room to your bedroom. And he sleeps now between husband and wife. Called catastrophe in their homes. Because they permit it. We reject him tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. For by strength shall no man prevail. Do you want to prosper and be at peace? Brethren? Do you want to get out of every dunk hill? I say something here. So people stand in front of the door of prosperity, but they remain poor. For want of the appropriate key with which to open the door. And what is the appropriate key tonight? If you can get the key. Apart, you can pray it tomorrow and not get it. You can fast it tomorrow and not get it. God is not interested in your service. Is interested in your this 2K, holiness and his glory to be permanent upon you. When you are soaked in the glory of the Lord, your number one enemy will bow. And the key of it is the holiness. Inwardly, outwardly, in all realms of life. Those are the 2 keys that have departed from the pulpit. Holiness. And God's glory. And we are going through what we are going through. The church of God that God has committed the whole world into his hand is now suffering under the devil. Because the glory is departed. But by the revival of this same time in which you and I will be part of the move, the glory will return. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And that is why now this what we see on the pulpit is noise making, not anointing. But the revival will come. Amen. Most of us that are watchmen, we will not give God any rest. Because the blood of Jesus must not be in vain. Hallelujah. Amen. So the key you must seek for in this conference is God, let me possess, maintain, and declare, to be able to declare your glory. True holiness life. You require more than a key to unlock the door of prosperity. Just ask the Lord daily to lead you to your pot of gold coin. What is your pot of gold coin? Everybody, one of us, like the woman of 2 Kings chapter 4. You know, when the enemy came to take his children for bond, he told Elisha, he said, yes, my husband is dead, but he served the Lord. That is your coin of gold. Your genuine service unto the Lord. When you have that cup, that is the third one, your cup of gold, the newly, that from your death of heart, you know you have occupied your position of destiny. The devil cannot shake you. You will remain unshakable. It's because many of us are not occupying our position of destiny. We think we can mock God. And that is why abroad there, everything is fast food. Out of 7 days God has given us, we cannot spend any hour for God. We cannot be late to work, but we'll be late to church. We can spend 8 hours at work, we can't spend 2 hours or 4 hours before God. The day you stop your fast food in his presence, Africans and abroad, you will prosper. In his presence is the fullness of joy. And he wants us to worship in the beauty of holiness. Part of the beauty of holiness is to give him his own portion. Give unto Caesar that is Caesar. The Lord will help us. Amen. Ask God to visit you and relocate you in this conference. From the dunghill to the throne. Somebody will leave the dunghill to the throne. Amen. And you will shine forever in Jesus' name. Amen. I said something here. Some Christians prefer to go out to seek for help just to convince themselves they have made some effort. They will go from here. We are spiritual adulterers. Is there any convert again in the church? No Muslim convert. No pagan convert. All we are seeing is spiritual adulterers from one church to the other. One church, the other. Leave the gym to mountain of fire, mountain of fire, to mountain of miracle, to mountain of this. And upon all, they carry demons. Because they are not staying in their zone. They are not being faithful permanently where God has zoned them. Thank God for you old members of King's Parish. When I came yesterday, I saw the faces of many old members. I hugged them. It takes the faithfulness of God to stand this end time. To still remain in the zone. Not that you don't have problems, but because you have chosen to remain. Yes. And God will not forget you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God is looking for those who will serve him timely, acceptably, faithfully, and honestly. Before you can prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the other texts I wanted to read is 1 Kings 18:41. 1 Kings 18. My brother referred to 1 Kings 18 the other time. But I'm reading 41 of it to show you something there. 1 Kings 18:41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sign of abundance of rain. Somebody here, there is a sign of abundance of rain for you. Say, there is abundance of rain for me. I was praying for you the night, and God said, there shall be rain upon their lives this weekend. He said, there shall be rain. I started, that's why he gave me this place. He said, to as many as believe, the rain with the cloud that has been hanging in their lives saw this day. We bring down rain. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Enter to the pool of the rain of God. Showers of rain, abundant of rain. There was no sign in the cloud when Elijah had the sign of abundance. Don't wait until you see the sign. God has spoken. Click to it. Be expectant, not be anxious. And move on. Why is God not moving again in the church? It's because instead of us to compliment ourselves, it's competition. Because when your rain shall come, they will compete with you. But I believe you will compliment one another. Because your reign is starting right now. Your reign is starting. And I tell churches everywhere I go, stop Competition, complement one another so that there can be unity and love and can be abundance of rain. May the rain come, that we have made the rain to stop. We are just looking at cloud. Rain does not come because of discord, because of strife, bitterness, envy, jealousy, backbiting, as our brother said. Please, once you get out of it, there will be rain. Why? Because you can rise above your past. Somebody here is rising above the past. You will forget your past as you are walking out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will begin to control your destiny. Because God is already controlling it, but you have moved his hand to remove, to be removed. But from this moment, because of declaring his glory that God is giving you, you will begin to control as God is directing you. Satan will cease to control your destiny in the name of Jesus. Brethren, your past does not have anything to do with your present. It has nothing to do unless you permit it. Stop being the prisoner of your past. You have a future. Tell somebody. You have a dream. You know, that's what has been helping me. Just like Joseph. The dream that God gave me in 1978, when I went to Mecca, that go and preach the gospel to the whole world, and I'm giving you the word. The dream that has given me in the ministry, now to the glory of the Lord, we have 18 hands of the ministry. The dream that has given me, I click to it. In my heavenly race, that dream has been, if you don't have a dream, ask God to give you a dream. You can't declare his glory without a dream. When I became born again in 1984, the dream he gave me, see myself in a revelation, it running race with a multitude of people accountable. And I saw my pastor coming in. He fished me out among the multitude. He said, "Sister Ali, the race to heaven has started." I said, "Yes." I said, "I could see." He said, "Make sure you run it to the end. Don't look back. As many as strive to the end will be saved." I said, "Pastor, I'm just newly born again, just a month ago. Let's continue together." I said, "Individual, we run it all." And my pastor departed. I became fearful. This is the pastor I've been looking at. He said, "Individual, we go." And I just received the Lord, just a month. The judge shall be bold like what? Lion. I gathered momentum. We started the race. In your race of life, what you are passing through is a level, is a stage. In that race, we pass through mountains, we pass through valley, we pass through wet ground, we pass through dry ground. I did not give up. I was saying, my pastor said I should not look back. My pastor said I should not look back. You that doesn't listen to your pastor, better be listening to pastors. My pastor said, and that was the grace that I was having. But at a point in time, I saw that I could count. Millions started, I could count us like 300 that remained. I was just moving on. People were getting back. People were going back. I was just moving on. Until one time again, I could see that it was only 7 of us. Because my pastor said, at the end of the race, you will see a mountain. That mountain means your last trial unto explosive life. Once you climb the mountain on the other side, he said, you will see the ark. And that ark, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is waiting for you. So I focus on that dream. I focus on that dream. God will give you a dream. Amen. You will now be marching and sitting upon your problem. Because when you have a dream, we declare his glory. Hallelujah. And we went on, we went on, we went on. We reached the mountain. I said, "Father, thank you." Immediately we reached there, others were clapping by their might and by their power. And they were falling down because the mountain was slippery. I don't know the problem that is slippery in your life. It's to take you to the next level. Because when you get to a slippery problem, it's the problem that looks like unsurmountable. That is a slippery problem. The devil will just sit down there and say, "No way, you can't go forward, you can't go back, you have come to a dead end." Brethren, I'm telling you, God is interested in hopelessness. Your case is not hopeless than anybody else. the Lord who you are serving, just bring up your mind and say, Lord, I've received you as my Lord and Savior. That is my dream. And I'm moving forward. They were dropping, and I was telling God, why are they dropping? I just stood there. He said, because they are doing it by their might and their power. He said, pray and commit it to me. And I prayed. I committed it. Brethren, I climbed that slippery mountain only once. To the glory of the Lord, I reached the peak of it. And I look at the other side. It was an ocean, no beginning, no end. I said, I will fall into this water. Then I saw an ark, white ark, on top of it. And the door was opened. In white apparel, he came. He said, come. I said, I can't come. I will drop in the water. Before I knew it, there were wings like angels. Somebody today, God is transforming you. In the name of Jesus. I become an angel in the supernatural. And he said, come. Without wings, I flew down to the door. And I immediately I reached there. I entered, the door was closed. And I entered, I was hearing, this is a sign of Evelyn. Make sure you make it. So what is it that the devil can now bring that can forfeit and make that vision to elude me? Ask God for a dream. All problems be behind you. That's number four thing you need in declaring his glory. Hallelujah. Because why? You have a say in your life. You have a voice in your destiny. You have a choice in the path you take to your earthly and eternal fulfillment. Pray for a dream and let the Holy Ghost direct you. Let's quickly treat Isaiah 43 verse 7. I will soon round up. I prepare my message in four areas. One, preamble to possessing and maintaining and declaring the glory of the Lord. Two, the second one, I prepare it on the usage of your talents. The third, 10 ways to discern the glory of God for declaration. I will quickly rush them in form of teaching. Then another one, I prepared it in form of teaching on why should we possess, maintain, and declare the glory of the Lord daily. Then, where is the glory of God? Please, take the tape. I will rush it. Because I know there will not be time. Amen. It's a teaching. Thank God I was an administrator in the University of Bada for 20 years. And when a lecturer is teaching, you just write it down. So listen, you can take the tape. Amen. Isaiah 43 verse 7. I will rush it within 20 minutes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 verse 7. Just give me your heart. Take the tape, please. God will help you. It will lead you to your promotion. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have found him, yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. When you get home, thank God, my brother has rest, I'm 19, it was there. When you get home, read 43 to 26. Brethren, if you fail to daily maintain and declare the glory of God, then you have no hope of his glory. Am I communicating? When the glory of God departs from anyone, he or she is dead. But it becomes the living corpse. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul and God's glory? Brethren, maintain and declare the glory of God daily is the qualification of heavenly candidates. Maintaining it. Listen, heaven is a prepared place for prepared and ready people. Not everybody will be there. And the cross is our anchor and hope till it comes. Brethren, remember daily these keys to maintain and declare the glory of God. One, that Jesus Christ came for you, suffered for you, died for you, resurrected for you, ascended for you, seated on the right hand of God for you. I will not be able to explain further because of time. Doing what? All for you to live, to maintain and daily declare God's glory, which you are created for. If you allow the Holy Spirit to lead, and direct your ways, automatically you will declare his glory. Two, that the Trinity, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit wants you to be fulfilled at all costs. No matter the attack of Satan over you, you will be fulfilled. Three, that man is born to have problems and to solve problems. Because you are already born with solutions to your problems. Look, blessings are attached to each of your problems if you care to declare his glory. Hear God speak to somebody here. As I receive it tonight. My child, come back to me. Come back home. Come back to your inheritance. Stop being unfaithful. You are too far away from me. I love you. I care for you. I'm ready to disgrace the devil because of you if you trust me. God is speaking to somebody. Begin to possess, maintain, and declare my glory daily, and it shall be well with you until I come, says the Lord. Amen. Listen again to some texts which I want you to write down. Proverbs 25, verse 2. Proverbs 25, verse 2. Isaiah 60, 1 to 5. Matthew 6, verse 2. John 1, 14. John 17, 22. 1 Corinthians 1, 31 says, whatever ye do, whether you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10, 17 to 18. I read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 19 to 20. Let's read one out of them. We are rushing because of time. Hallelujah, somebody. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 19 to 10. But we, brethren, be taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor the more abundantly to see you face with great desire. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once again, but Satan hindered me. For what is our hope of joy, of crown, of rejoicing, and not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy. We are the glory and joy of our pastors and of God. But today, the glory is almost departed totally in Christendom, the church, because what the devil does paramountly in the church, in marriages, in work and society, is to carry rumors, discord, backbiting, gossiping spirits, spread sins of any kind, cause reproach, ridicules, and shame. Brethren, I sat down one time and I made a research on what sin is, because sin will not make you to declare his glory. The Lord tells me, man calls sin an accident, but God call it abomination. Man calls sin a blunder, but God call it a blindness. Man calls sin a defeat, but God call it a disease. So you are deceased when you are still sinning. Man call it a chance, God calls sin a choice. It's your choice. Man call it an error, God call it enmity. God caused, a man caused it fascination. I was fascinated to it. God caused it a fatality. Man caused sin an infirmity. God caused it an iniquity. Man caused sin a luxury. You know, to eat 419 people get luxury. God caused it leprosy. May the garment of leprosy be removed. Amen. Today in Jesus' name. Man caused sin liberty. Yes. Whoever is in Jesus, you know, they know that when they read the Romans, say, once you are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. But they have forgotten that those that serve him in spirit are the truth. They won't say that. Man call it liberty. God calls it lawlessness. Man calls sin trivial. God calls it tragedy. It's a tragedy before the throne. And that is why we cannot declare his glory. Man calls it a mistake. God calls it madness. So whoever is still sinning is mad. Because we have known the truth, and the truth will set us free. And that's why we cannot declare his glory. Man calls sin weakness. God calls it willfulness. May the Lord deliver us all. In the name of Jesus. But listen today, brethren. What is God asking us to listen to? God wants us to arise to every challenge of our lives. Brethren, know this. Rumors and discord are carried by Satan's agents. Don't join them. Is ruining the church and making the church not to have glory. Rumors and discord are being spread by the ignorant ones and accepted by fools without any genuine inquiry. Please come out of it. Look, God wants to put his glory upon you to declare daily, to to take you out of your predicaments. Galatians 6:17 and Ezekiel 9:3-7. Galatians 6:17 says, let no man trouble me, because I have upon me the mark of Christ. Today receive the mark of glory permanently. This is the greatest prosperity you need to open heaven doors for all your needs. Why? Because the best unused woman and natural resources you can never find are in the grave. You will use yours. And they increase daily. The unused talents that died with them are in the grave. The unused charismatic anointing that people never use, they're in the grave. And that is why the glory of God upon them died with them. Yours will not die with you. Amen. The unused power, prophecy, and Shekinah glory are in the grave. The unused agape love are in the grave. The unused zeal and diligence are in the grave. The unused integrity, dignity, and disciplined life, they are in the grave. The unused holiness, life, and living are in the grave. The unused vision and mission are in the grave. The unused wisdom and brain are in the grave. The unused discernment of spirit are there. And more of God's blessings, gifts upon them. But for you, for me, we will absolutely use our own. Amen. Brethren, to declare God's glory in your life, believe now, you have a dream. You have songs to sing. You have songs to sing to praise God and worship God. You have sermons to preach to the glory of the Lord. You have books to write to glorify God. You have mission and evangelism work to go to declare his glory. That you have great potentials in you that must not die. You must use it to declare his glory. Today, you must allow God to awaken the giant in you, for you to arise and shine for his glory. Begin to allow God to use you, your gifts, your talent, your substance for his glory. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. You are among the chosen. And God will continue to promote you as you say, here I am. When Isaiah saw the heavenly vision, he saw the holiness and beauty of heaven. He said, woe unto me. Immediately God allowed him to see the inward vision of his dirtiness and filthiness. He said, behold, I'm a man of unclean lips. And immediately God allowed him to see the stinking world around him. He said, whoa, I'm among the filthy world. And God now opened his eyes. He said, and who shall I send? Say, here I am, send me. You are the next to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what is the glory of God? When you get home, read Luke 9:9-9. Luke 2:9-14. Hallelujah. Psalm 1:8 says, God's glory is his honor, praise, and splendor upon the earth, that is upon you, for you to occupy your position of destiny and to know who you are over the devil, declaring you as an overcomer indeed. God has already declared you the heavenly as an overcomer. Occupy your position. See, we are getting there. Now let us study quickly 10 ways to discern the good glory of God for declaration. Just write down the test. God's glory is his honor upon you. Psalm 105:14-15. He said, he suffered no one to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for your sake. Carry his glory. Saying, touch not my. That's your position. Cross over tonight. And do my prophet what?
No harm.
Two. It is God's majesty upon you. This is why you are God's ambassador. You are kings. We are queens on earth. In Psalm 82, we are called small gods. And that's, as I've said, it's an error. See you walking barefooted on the road. All your error are crushed to pieces in Jesus' name. What is the glory of God again? Three, the glory of God is God's fame upon you. This is why when God advertises you, your business, your ministry, it can never remain the same. When you wait until God opens your door, you don't open before God, the door can never close. But when you go ahead to open the door before God opens, it will close. That is why you see many people that start a thing or start a church or start whatever before God's timing. They close up. But if somebody is starting at God's timing, God is starting the small beginning, it will come. All cathedrals start from sitting room. Your church will become a cathedral. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, do not start on anything until God speaks. Yes. Four, what is the glory of God again? It is God's divine visitation. Brethren, divine visitation does not need any invitation. There is divine visitation in the house. Amen. Divine visitation does not need any invitation. It is God's divine visitation inside your delays. inside your job, inside your problems, needs, sickness, stay paper. There are three problems I know they have in abroad. They are paper, stay paper, their marriage. That's why I will deal with marriage on Sunday. You know, declaring the glory of your marital life. I've already prepared my seminars. Seminar 1 and 2, because of time, I've prepared it. I've given it to the pastor. I've already typed it. They will give it to you. And for the courtship, for the youths, from courtship to the time of I do, I've prepared my message on it. I've given it to him. They will photocopy it for you. And the third one, I will just teach by myself because it entails 10 practicals. And your marriage will work. Amen. If you have been delayed, you will get your man. Amen. You will get your woman. In the name, it has worked for many, many, many. It will work for you. In that, if we declare his glory over our life, over his work, over your job, and your marriage is in ruins, then that is a problem. I do marriage seminar for 4 days, but in this place, we will do it for one day, at least as many as we can, and God will make everything to work. Amen. God will make your life, your marriage, your job, your business to work. Then the top problem you have abroad is your finances. Mm-hmm. One, those three are off. Marriage, finances, your paper, all is well. And your job. And God will help you. God's divine visitation is when you have peace. How do you know you have divine visitation? When you have peace like a river, that means you have divine visitation. When you have love like an ocean, that is its attribute. When you have unspeakable joy like a fountain, that is the crowning of his glory of possession. Where you have his glory like an overcomer's life, that is God's victory. His glory is when you are strong in the Lord, that is God's grace upon you. His glory is when you implicitly obey and serve God faithfully. That is, you have his eternal glory. That is earthly glory, that is eternal glory. That is glory of the sun, that is glory of the moon, that is glory of the star. Today I declare the glory of the sun upon you. In the name of Jesus. The glory of the sun does not embrace darkness. Your life will not embrace darkness again in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord will call you to shine in the house. In your finances, in your marriage, on your paper, on your job, on your business. Enough is enough of darkness. Every darkness crushed to pieces in the name of Jesus. Darkness always covers the light. It doesn't make people to shine. From today, you arise and shine. No more darkness in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, supernaturally, financially, materially, mentally, morally, physically, emotionally, for you, no more darkness. In the name of Jesus. Academically, business, work-wise, job-wise, paper-wise, marital-wise, no more darkness for you. In the usage of your talents and your joy and peace, no more darkness. Get revived. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What is the glory of God again? The Bible tells me that possessing, maintaining, declaring the glory of God is acknowledging God's goodness. Despite all odds and your attacks, you can still declare his goodness. You can declare it. Because God's glory to move on to the next level is in you. It's only you have not declared his glory. You know, I don't pray, give me again. After 1992, I became a full-time. I voluntarily retired in University of Ibadan. And God gave me prayers. He said, don't ask, but just be thanking me for doing it, like Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have done it. And it has been working for me. Yes, it works. And I always tell him, I've never been disappointed. I've never failed. You have never failed me. You have never disappointed me. You have never put me to shame. You have never delayed me. So this morning, I present it to you. I receive it. And within a short time, he gives it to me. Yes. Change your prayer line. You know, our pastor said, don't be biting the devil. How many enemy you have caused that have died? None has died. None has died. They are still operating. Stop negative prayers. Positive. It works. And that's what I train all my children. Deny of them to the glory of the Lord. They pray that way. And my grandchildren, now they are 12. I begin to train them the same way. Their parents train them the same way. And it works. So I'm not surprised when any one of my children phone me that their children are kept getting first in their classes. Yeah. Private school for that matter. And they're always first. I say, yes, it works. Thank you, Father, I'm prosperous. Thank you, Father, I've got it. Thank you, Father, I'm blessed. Thank you, I'm highly favored. Thank you, I'm healed. Thank you, I've got the job. I've got my husband. I've got my children. Begin to say it. My home is peaceful. Prophesy to your life. Tell somebody, prophesy. When you wake up in the morning, prophesy. When you go to the mirror, who do you see in the mirror? You see yourself. Prophesy to the one you see in the mirror. Speak to the one you see in the mirror. Let God work. It works. Please. If you have kept silence enough, don't just be talking when you want to abuse people. Talk to yourself. Talk to your prophecy. I be prophesied to your life. Stand up in the mirror where you are dressing up. I don't keep quiet. When I'm naked in the bathroom, I don't keep quiet. I begin to prophesy to me, to my children, to my work, to my everything. When I'm dressing up, I begin to prophesy. Anywhere, God answer it. Tell somebody he answer it. We have almost reached the end. Amen. Where you have unspeakable joy, like fountain, you possess his glory. His glory is when you are movable in any problem. So, number five, how do you declare his glory again? I say here, God is acknowledging, declaring the glory of God is acknowledging God's goodness and grace upon you. Here Apostle Paul speaks in Acts 12:21-23. He declared the glory of God there and God moved. Brethren, in whatever you do, henceforth, for whatever you have and we have, remember always to give and declare the glory of God. From today, beware to share God's glory. Don't share his glory. Don't share. Always remember that Herod died suddenly and worms ate him up for sharing God's glory. Why? 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. And Hebrews 12:29 says, God is a consuming fire. So it's a balanced God. Don't share his glory. Listen, God is God and he will never change his standard. 6, what is declaring, possessing and maintaining his glory? Note that the glory of God is maintaining the art of giving thanks to God on a daily basis. No matter what you are passing through. When you get home, read 1 Samuel 2, 1 to 10, where Anna gave thanks. Exodus 15, 1 to 13, where sons of Moses is. Miriam demonstrated it. After when they cross over the Red Sea. Judges 5, 1 to 5, Deborah, the judge and the prophetess, when the army of Sisera fell by their sword, not a man was left, she gave thanks. 2 Samuel 32, 1 to the end, David, the man after God's own heart, because he was used to declare God's glory, gave thanks. Give God some psalms of songs. And the book of Psalms from 1 to 150 are full of declaration of his glory. Brethren, have you trained your heartbeat? That's the way I train mine. My heartbeat says thank you always. So I always have cause to thank him for. Let me give you another testimony quick before I finish the reading. At this my age, by a few months' time, I will be 60 to the glory of the Lord. Amen. Because he said that our whole age will be fruitful. Where you serve God, isn't it? And the enemy now attacked me. In my motherly born circle, including my mom, they stopped their period by 50 years, 51. I started from the age of 13. And you know, up to this year, I was still menstruating. People were talking since almost 2-3 years. I didn't listen because I know my body is the sanctuary. I just tell them, my body is the sanctuary. It's the temple of God. Hey, maybe it's cancer. He said, none of the deadly diseases shall come upon me. Do you know that I read a book in America from Pastor Johnson, something, he's a white man. He put there that there were 30, as a medical doctor too. I thank God, a doctor, he said. That man specifically put it in his write-up by his stripes were healed. He said there were 39 diseases, deadly diseases, and the devil made them to flog Jesus Christ 39 stripes, which means each of the stripes are taking away your deadly disease. Praise God. So I stood on the promise of God. Each of the stripes you are taking on my behalf has taken away the disease. My husband was so frightened. He would say, hey, can I go to hospital? I said, no. Thank God for doctors. They care. That God heals. I respect doctors. I didn't go. Until you develop a stubborn faith, God will not move. I develop a stubborn faith to the situation. And God sees my heart that I had faith in him. By the early this month, by March, he's gone for life. Without spending cobble. And a friend of mine that had such a little problem like that within 2 years, they stopped. They did x-ray, they did this, they opened up all the stomach and he came abroad, he saved my money until she died. Have faith. Tell your friend. It does work. Faith does work. It still works. So when I tell people that I'm free, at last he did it at 59. And somebody was just telling me 2 weeks ago. He said, "Mommy, you look so young." I said, "Young for where?" He said, "I'll be so 60 soon, and I thank God for it." He said, "But you are strong. I could see you walking more than even one of us when you are growing in front of us." I said, "Why?" "Because God has renewed my youth, my strength." Maybe the symptom of renewal is the late prayer period. To purge out anything that can either obstruct whatever. Anything that is injury that will die you obstruct your head, they are purged out today in the name of Jesus. If you have been having late, at young age, you have been having late menstrual period, you begin to do your menstrual again in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing will stop you. Hallelujah. Brethren, today is your day. What is possessing and maintaining declares glory. The glory of the Lord is daily counting your blessings and not loss, not disappointment, not delays, not sorrow. Turn it around. Hallelujah. Amen. When you get home, read Psalm 136. For his mercy endureth forever. Brethren, if not for the mercy and compassion of the Lord, we could have all been consumed. Hallelujah. All the time, God is good. The declaration of the glory of God again, brethren, is his power over you. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I have given you power to step upon upon every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you." Declare it. Psalm 121:8 says, "I will preserve you, I will preserve your soul, I will preserve your goodness and your coming in from this day forth and forever." Hebrews 13:5 says, "I will be with you, I will never leave you." You are not alone. Hallelujah. And Habakkuk 2:1-4, he says, at the last verse 4 of it, he said, "The just shall live by faith." The vision will speak. Don't be in haste. That vision God has given you will speak. Amen. Whoever has thirsty spirit will never please God. Wait. Number 9, the glory of the God, the declaration of the glory of the Lord is in total deliverance. Amen. Amen. What is the total deliverance? It's on John 19:30. It is finished. That's your total deliverance. On the cross. All you are passing through is just a photocopy. The original is laid on the cross. It is finished. Let the devil be put to shame. There is no way a photocopy can be like the original. You are already set free and you are loose forever. Because Jesus did it. He paid it in full. You have been loose. It is finished. Say it is finished. Stop being caged. He has done it. Your problem, your trouble, your sorrow, your sickness is finished. It's because you are nursing nonsense. Remember the cross of Calvary. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Also your deliverance by its resurrection. The Bible says in Matthew 28:18, "All powers in heaven and earth has been given to me." And he didn't take it away. He left it for you and I to demonstrate and declare the glory of God. You have the power of God in you. I have the power of God in me. I have the power of God in me. I have the spirit of the Most High God. I have the power of God. You have the power of God in you. Shake the shakeable from today. Begin to shake the shakeable, destroy the destroyable, and uproot the uprootable. The power of God is in us. Enough is enough. Tell yourself enough is enough for the devil. Enough is enough. You have to move forward. You have to move forward. You have the power of God in you. Hallelujah. And lo, it says I'm with you. Hallelujah. The 10th, the glory of God upon you is daily declaring whom you are to Satan. Psalm 139:14 says, "I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." That is you. Declare who you are to the devil. Hallelujah. You belong to God. And that's why we sing that song. "I'm fearfully made. I am wonderfully made. I belong to God. I resemble him. I am fearfully made. I am wonderfully made. I belong to God. I resemble him." That's why the devil trembles whenever he hears me singing, "I'm God's own, the apple of his eye." You are the apple of his eye. Clap for Jesus for being the apple of his eye. So who are you from now? Can the enemy touch the apple of God's eyes? Stop permitting him. Oh, God has really done it for you. Enough is enough. Occupy your position of destiny, the supernatural, to affect your physical. The time is short. Hallelujah. You just have to reject sin, anything. Say no to the devil. That's how I rejected him. He wants me to fall into sin. I said, no, I'm not a child of God. When I newly believe. Because it's through sin that he will collapse you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Then lastly, why should we possess, maintain, and declare the glory of God? Almost lastly. Because all glory belongs to God. Matthew 42:8 says, I'm the Lord, that is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved image. Any other reason why we should always declare his glory is also in Psalm 115:1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. And Matthew 6:13 says, in Jesus' teaching of prayer, say, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So no man can share his glory. That is why we should possess and maintain the glory of God and give it to him. Two, why should we possess it? Because we are created for his glory. Isaiah 43:7, we have read it. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Yes, for my glory. And Isaiah 60:1 says, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When you get home, read Psalm 8:4-6. Revelation 4:9-11. Psalm 8:4-6, Revelation 4. Where is his glory now? Moses said to God, show me your glory. Let that be your prayer from today. When you wake up, Father, show me your glory. Today, by God's great God, we show you his glory. I round up with this. To understand where the glory of God is. Where is the glory of God? So that we can tap upon it. One, you can write down the text. Psalm 148:13 says, his glory is above the earth and heaven. Isaiah 6:3 says, the whole earth is full of God's glory. 2 Peter 1:2-4 says, his glory is in his divine power and knowledge. John 17:1-5 says, Jesus Christ is his glory. Colossians 1:26-27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. We are treating, where is his glory? 2 Timothy 4:6-8 says, the glory of God is in all that love is appearing. So stop hating one another. If you have the glory of God, you will not hate anybody. Matthew 24:30, John 3:16, and Matthew 16:27 say, the glory of God is upon his throne. Luke 9:32 says, the glory of God is visible. This text says Peter and his brethren saw the glory of the Lord. You begin to see the glory of the Lord now when you come out of all the dirtiness and filthiness. Revelation 5:8-10 says, the lamp of God shall appear with glory. John 1:12 says that the glory of God is upon you once you believe. As many as believe it, to them he has given power, the glory, to become what? Sons of God. Before you stand up to pray, how can you possess, maintain, and declare God's glory? That is the final where we are going. How can you possess it? How can you maintain it? How can you declare it? You can write down the text because of time. Do not be tired to write the text. One, have intimacy with God through your steadfast daily devotion and altar. Thank God for my brother that's talking so much about altar. Have intimacy with God through your steadfast daily devotion and lifestyle. Don't be the Christian again that when you wake up in the morning, you do all your housework and go everywhere, and the Holy Spirit is saying, you have not prayed. Say, hey, Holy Spirit, Shebi, you know I'm late. I'll see you later. The devil is outside there. Give unto Caesar. What is Caesar? Galatians 1:15-16 and Jude 27. Two, be filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So evangelism is declaring God's glory. Do it every day. Three, to possess, maintain, and declare God's glory, I mean, you have to get it. possess discernment of spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 5. Brethren, not every good gift is God's gift. Stop just taking any gift. Can I tell you this? A pastor was killed by his member in Nigeria this February. True gift. Wine. During Christmas, Easter. He came to present his general overseer with a bottle of wine. Not knowing that they have injected poison. You know, wine of Nigeria, that bungo on top of it. Needle can penetrate. They have already injected poison to it. So after Easter period, the program uncle, his wife and himself, they wanted to relax. That good gift. Beware of your gifts. Just brought it out. They drank it. You know, men, they like food. And they like drinks. More than we women. The man took like 2 cups plus. The wife took just under 1 cup. Not quite 30 minutes. The man started urinating blood. Before they rushed him to UCH, he spent only less than 1 hour at UCH, he died. The wife, God saved her narrowly because she was related to, but she didn't take as much as. Not all good gifts are God's gifts. Beware. Tell somebody, beware. Beware. 4. I'm talking on how can you possess, maintain, and declare the glory of the Lord. Trust God always and be persuaded in him and on his promises. 2 Timothy 1:12. 5. Seek God with all your life. Do not withdraw anything from God. Your life, your money, your marriage, your job, your business, or your substance. They all belong to God, the giver of all things. That is why the disciples had follow me and they follow without looking back. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Seek God with all you have. If you want to declare his glory. 6. Hear and obey the Lord, your God, with eagerness. Acts 17:11. Paul commended the Berean people that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Search the scripture daily, whether those things were so. 7. Have faith and confidence in God. Remain unshakable. What? When you are down to nothing, brethren, God is up to something. That thing that is delaying your life, God is telling me to tell somebody. That thing that is delaying your life, the Lord is saying, is being delayed because it's coming out greatly. Amen. Your testimony will be mighty. Amen. And before the end of the year, they will celebrate you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have faith and confidence in God. John 6:63 and in his word says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. 8. Don't be ignorant of the devices of the devil if you want to declare his glory. 1 Peter 4:7 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers, in your life. 9. Be dead to sin and alive with righteousness. Read Romans 6:11-14 where you get home. Hallelujah. 10. Discover your gift and stir up the spirit in you. I've said that because I want to round up. Ephesians 4:11-12. Be dead to worldly pleasures, fashion, sin, and lust of any kind. 11. It's lust they practice nowadays. It's no longer love. May God help us. 1 John 2:15-17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that in the world, that the pride of life, the loss of the eyes, the loss of the flesh, is not of the Father. Whoever do it does not do the will of God. And Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Get crucified. You continually declare the glory of God. 12, be dead to human opinion or recognition of you. What do anybody has to offer you? 1 Corinthians 3:5-9. 1 Corinthians 3:5-9, 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of God. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. When you reach home, read Hebrews 6:9-20 to see that your labor is not in vain Hebrews 6, 9 to 20, and 2 Timothy 3, 6 to 8. 13, live a holy life, not to miss your crown. Live a holy life. Hebrews 12, 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And Revelation 3, 11 says, Revelation 3, 11 says, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that you have, that nobody takes your crown. And 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8 says, be ye unequally yoked with unbelievers. 14, realize always that the mark of God is upon you. Galatians 6, 6, henceforth, let no man trouble you. And Ezekiel 9, 34. 15, claim daily the promises of God for your life and stand on it until it happens. 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4. 2 Peter 1, 3 to 4. 16, do the will of the Father and finish his work. John 9, 4 to 5 says, I must do the work of him that calleth me when it is day. Night cometh that no one shall walk. As long as I live, what? I must do the work of him. Brethren, John 4, 34, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. The Bible also says, walk when it is day. 17, how to possess and maintain and declare the glory of God. Be made manifest in your conscience. 2 Corinthians 5, 11 says, 2 Corinthians 5, 11, knowing therefore the terror of the law, we persecute men, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and thy trust also are made manifest in your conscience. 18, do not give room to the devil. Ephesians 4, 27 says, never give place to the devil. Learn to say no to all temptations if you want to declare his glory. 19, keep his watchword. Forget those things that are passed behind daily and press forward towards the call of the high calling of God. Ephesians 3, 12 to 16, just like as Paul has said. Ephesians 3, 20, desire to make daily personal evangelism as part of your ways of life. It pays, brethren. Matthew 28, 18 to 20, say, go into the world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. I will quickly tell you this. So that you can know how there was a friend of mine in Nigeria that God asked to go and preach to an Elijah. And she the first 3 days, God gave him the chance. God gave her the chance. She was going, Elijah at Baggy. Many customers were there. She met her eating the second day. She did not preach the gospel the first time because many customers were on her head. The second day, she met her eating. Elijah said, come and eat, my friend. She sat down there. She was eating. Then Elijah discovered that clerks, they came back from Lagos and they forgot a bundle of the wares they went to buy. And Elijah was abusing those clerks and she joined them to abuse. She discovered that her break time was over and she left. So Elijah told her and she said, and God wants me to tell you something. Elijah said, say it now. He said, I will come tomorrow. Your mood is not good. And she left. But Elijah told her, okay, tomorrow when you will come, let it be around there, 6 o'clock, because I'll be going to Lagos to collect the bundle. In the morning, Elijah went to collect the bundle. On the way of express, she had an accident and died. The Elijah died. Would that be preached to? So that thing began to torment her. On the 8th day, when she went to the Elijah house, she never forget herself up to today. A day to the 8th day, Elijah appeared in the dream to her. My friend, so that is the way you love me. And God loved me to say, he said Jesus was on the right, standing in that dream. The Elijah was coming this way. And she stood. And she was saying, look at you. That is the level of our friendship. So that is the way you love me. Jesus asked you to preach to me. You did not preach to me. Here now, I've been shown the way to hell. And you say you love me. How many of you escaped preaching to? Every opportunity you have, every day, use your telephone, use your test, use your ability, use tracts, go and buy tracts. The souls you win are the ones that will give you crowns when we get to heaven. God's crown, he has a standard, it's not cheap. Faith without works is dead. Awake, if you want to, part of the declining of his glory is to save souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will soon stand up. Keep his watchmen. I'm just using that. We will soon stand up. Desire to make daily personal evangelism as part of your ways of life. Fix your eyes on heavenly only. Jesus is coming. If you want to maintain the glory of God and declare it, be heavily fixed and focused. There are many distractions and attractions. Get out of it. 22. Live a life of discipline, dignity, and integrity in the secret in the open to declare God's glory. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27, and Acts 19. 23. Be intoxicated with the love of God. Jesus loves us. John 3, 16 to 18. 24. Know the importance and efficiency of the atoning blood of Jesus. Don't let it be a waste over you. Hebrews 7, 25. Wherefore is able to save to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. 25. Arise and shine to put on the glory and grace and strength of the Lord. Isaiah 61. 26. Put on the whole armor of God. Don't be careless. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. 27. Be Christ-like in all things through the grace and the Spirit of God upon you. Imitate Jesus Christ in all things. Philippians 4, 9 says, those things which you learned, receive, add, and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. The last page. 28. Live daily a fully and total surrendered and sanctified life. 1 Corinthians 4, 7 to 18. Then Hebrews 11 from 36. The people have not seen. They have not haven't received the promises, but they focus on a country that is heavenly, and they made it. 29. Have the boldness of Christ. Acts 4:13 says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were on land, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had seen them with Jesus. If they see Jesus, if you see Jesus, will you know? If I see him, will I know? Can they identify me or you with Jesus Christ? 30. That is declaring. That is carrying the glory of the Lord. You don't need to say I'm a Christian before they know us as Christians. Nowadays we tell them, do you know that I'm a Christian? You don't need to. When you are a glory carrier, as the Bible says, this sign shall follow those that believe.